Happy to have you watching on this Worldwide Wednesday, March 19th. I'm Carl Azus for CNN Student News. First up, the maps on your classroom wall and in your geography book may be changing. Yesterday, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a treaty that makes Crimea part of Russia. His actions followed Sunday's vote in Crimea, when Crimean residents overwhelmingly chose to split off from Ukraine and join Russia. The Russian leader said he wouldn't push for any further division of Ukraine. But the move was unacceptable to the European Union and the United States. Vice President Joe Biden called Russia's actions a land grab. The U.S. and EU have imposed sanctions limiting the rights of certain Russian officials, and they're threatening more sanctions against Russia over Ukraine. 12 years ago, the U.S. Congress set up a military review. It was trying to find out if American troops who'd served in combat decades ago might have been passed over for the Medal of Honor because they were Hispanic or Jewish. The investigation found several people, including some African Americans, who likely would have received the country's highest military decoration if not for their skin color. So yesterday at the White House, President Obama awarded 24 Medals of Honor, most of them for people who'd been discriminated against and had served in World War II, the Korean War, and Vietnam. The president said their courage almost defies imagination. 21 of the medals were awarded posthumously. For the three recipients who are still alive, it's an honor decades in the making. Tough times for General Motors. The maker of Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet, and GMC is recalling more than 1.5 million vehicles. It believes a flaw in an ignition switch has led to dozens of crashes and the deaths of at least 12 people. Because this problem may date back years and the recall was just issued last month, the company's been accused of dragging its feet in addressing the issue. And a lot of the heat is on GM's first female leader.